Our scripture lesson today comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as one of them by this time tomorrow." And he was afraid. And he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And an angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. And there he came to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Holy One, prepare our hearts to receive your word. As we listen in faith and hope, open our souls to your quenching waters. Free us from the confinement of our hearts that we may hear the promise of your love. Amen and amen. Today I want us to talk about and to think about food for the journey. I got to tell you, I love to travel. If you don't believe so, just realize I have a truck that just turned 7 years old and it only has 283,000 miles on it. It had six when I bought it. Miles, that is. I absolutely love to travel. I don't care whether it's plane, whether it's boat, whether it's car. It really doesn't matter. But I got to tell you, I remember the trip that reminded me that I had become old. We were living in Elizabeth City at the time, and I wanted to go first to Sanford to be with my dad. My daughter Karen was at Greensboro College at the time, and Karen said, "Well, Dad, I got a full day. Can we have supper together?" So I left. I left first thing in the morning. I went to Sanford. I spent the day with Dad. Then went to Greensboro, had supper with my daughter, and then drove back home to Elizabeth City that night. Got back somewhere 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and it was the next day that the realization hit me. The body that used to think I could do all of that traveling and be in great condition the next day was absolutely exhausted. There was nothing left to give that next morning. I got to tell you, Elijah didn't plan for his trip, but I got to tell you, he was on a journey. It began as a part of that confrontation with the priest of Baal. And during that conversation, to see whose God is the strongest, and 400 of the priests of Baal being struck down. And that's when Jezebel sends word to Elijah, "May God strike me down if I don't do to you what you did to my priest." And that's when you and I can realize that Elijah is just as human as you and I are. because his a reaction to those words of the queen coming to him. He's scared. He's terrified. And so he heads to Beersheba, and then realizing, wow, Beersheba's not far enough away. I think I need to go further. And so he goes another day's journey away. And there he climbs under a broom tree and he falls asleep. I got to tell you, Richard was our early riser. He was a kid that would wake up 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. But I got to tell you, Richard was a good kid. He was the nice kid. He was the kid who would walk into the bedroom, walk over to Patty's side of the bed, and stand there and stare at her without saying the first word until somehow, by osmosis, she was supposed to recognize that there was a presence right beside her bed and take care of him. Now, my wife is a loving person. I can tell you that from great experience. She is a loving person. And being the great mom that she was, when her eyes finally came open, she would look up at her son and in the most loving voice say to him, "Richard, there's cereal in the kitchen. Get it yourself." Now, Richard was a kid that would go hard all day long. He would go and he would go and he would go until finally he would just drop. Right everywhere, wherever he was. It didn't matter. It didn't matter when it was either. It could be after supper. It could be during supper. It could be before supper. But right where he was, he would stop. And he was out for the night. Have you ever felt that sleep of exhaustion? When your body just can't go further. Boom. Have you ever studied or worked too hard? Has the stress level ever gotten so high in your life that you didn't even realize that your head had hit the pillow at night? Folks, that's how Elijah felt. That was the condition of his life and of his heart. And now on that night, something happened to him. For an angel reaches out and touches him. And he says, "Get up." And the angel says, "Get up and eat." And there was bread. There was a jar of water right there. And so he eats and he falls right back asleep. And the angel returns. "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." You know, to survive our journey, to have strength to go to the places that you and I have to go in life. Some of those places, we may feel just like Elijah, as if we're going alone, as if nobody else can go with us, as if there are none left but me. There could be so many reasons why we feel that aloneness. But I can tell you something. We need to eat and drink the food that God has prepared. Food that He gives to us through the sacred stories of His book. Food that comes in the new tales that are told to us by the very folks that sit around us right now. By the people who enter our life from time to time. I guess I need to ask you, as I need to ask me right now, to look inside myself and ask that question. Am I running on empty right now? Do I feel that I don't have the strength to travel even for another day? Much less for 40 more days. Then maybe it's time to eat. The food is all around us. and especially in this wonderful place with all of the people who were sitting around us, people who have faith, people who have stories to share, people who know where God is to be found, because God is right here. Angels are all around us. God is right here in the very truth that we proclaim. God is right here in the bread that we eat. God is right here in the light that enters into the sanctuary. God is right here in the very water that flows in the sound. God is right here in the ordinary things that most of us may even take for granted. God is right here in Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter that you and I have heard so much about. God is here, and the one who says, I am the bread of life. And again, I am the living bread. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. God is here in the person of Jesus, who tells his disciples, that means he's telling us, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What God offers you and me today is solid food. Solid food that will sustain us in our journeys. Whether we're traveling as a big tribe, or whether we feel like we're traveling alone, God has provided the food for you and for me. So I invite you, take and eat, that we may be strong in him. Take and eat, that we may reach the place that God is calling us to go. Will you pray with me? God of the way, you are the road that we travel and the sign that we follow and the wine of our arrival. Guide us as we follow in your way, holding on to each other, reaching out to your beloved world. And when we stray, seek us out and find us, set our feet on the path again, and lead us safely home. In the name of Jesus, our companion, we pray. Amen.